USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Authorities said Sunday they were making progress in the painstaking search for the victims of a deadly building collapse in Florida last month.
We're now on day 18. Search and recovery efforts continued uninterrupted throughout the night and morning as our teams worked tirelessly as ever.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Sunday that 90 deaths have now been confirmed in the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Tower South in Surfside. An audio recording said to be of Martine Moïse, the widow of President Jovenel Moïse of Haiti, has urged people to carry on his battle in the country, long plagued by gang violence and now plunged into a deep institutional crisis. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Richard Branson reached space on a test flight for Virgin Galactic before gliding back to Earth and touching down safely Sunday, the latest salvo in the burgeoning space tourism business led by high-profile billionaires. Branson, as they were gliding back to Earth.
Well, I've done some ridiculous things in my lifetime. That was really, really, really ridiculous. I just can't wait for this one day still to experience it.
After landing, Branson tweeted that going to space was more magical than I ever imagined. Fencing installed around the U.S. Capitol the day after the January 6th insurrection was fully removed as of Sunday, more than 6 months after supporters of former President Donald Trump stormed the building in an attempt to stop the certification of President Joe Biden's election victory. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Novak Djokovic equaled the men's record for most Grand Slam singles titles after beating Matteo Berrettini in the Wimbledon final on Sunday. The world number one joins Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal on 20 career Grand Slams, cementing himself as one of the greatest players in the history of the sport. After a nervy start, Djokovic recovered to win 6-7, 6-4, 6-4, 6-3 against his Italian opponent and clinch his sixth Wimbledon title. Having already won the Australian Open and French Open this year, he needs the Olympic gold medal and U.S. Open title to become the first man ever to win a Golden Slam. Beyond Meat is now going beyond chicken. Here's Wendy King.
Beyond Meat has announced it's launching a substitute chicken tenders at nationwide restaurants. The company said it's shifting focus to chicken after spending years working on its Beyond Burger products, which is just beef. It's been testing the chicken substitute, which is a mixture of fava beans and peas, with partners like Yum Brands, which is the parent company of KFC. They said they've been working on their plant-based chicken product for more than a decade. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A Friday recorded temperature in Death Valley, California, reached an almost unimaginable temperature, 130 degrees Fahrenheit. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.